This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
And welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect. You're listening to GRE with Triple D on 107.1 FM. David and Bose with Professor D. And ladies and gentlemen, before we left to take a quick break, Devin was just doing a little tech talk. Now, TT with D is very important.
Look, I'm getting
this. Whoa, Devin. Devin, you know, has this unique ability to, you know, bring it up in the end. Okay?
It's coming in the end.
So I want to refresh this. Okay, so Tech Talk with D, we have established a movie from 1986, very well known, Aliens. We have established...
Actually, Alien.
Alien.
It's Aliens.
Aliens.
So is the second one?
Yeah.
So we have established that
the Aliens
Sigourney Weaver has kicked a lot of butt, and in honor of her, Reebok is coming out with a brand new pair of butt-kicking shoes.
Yes. It's the same shoes that she wore in the movie.
It's the same shoe, minus the grime and minus the
alien guts.
All the guts and
okay.
stuff on them.
So I'm excited to see
Thank you, Reebok.
What these shoes will do.
Well, these shoes, unlike the ones that Nike released out in fair of Marty McFly's pair of Nike shoes that he wore in Back to the Future,
did something cool
too, to where these will actually lace up automatically. I mean, they will automatically, you know, tighten everything for you. These has no tech in them, but the difference is.
And yet, it's all tech.
Hold on, wait. My thing is the contrast between these two particular shoes. Like, hold on, no, before you, oh, wait, So with these, but the Nike shoes sold for between $16,000 and $20,000 a pair. These will not sell for between $16,000 and $20,000 a pair. You, David Jackson, the lover of alien movies, may actually be able to afford this pair of alien butt kicking shoes that you can find on CNET. So if you go to CNET, go to CNET.com, you too can see these wonderful Reebok retro shoes. And they will be for sale on April the 26th, 2016.
Those are some serious high tops. They look like they come up to your knee.
They even have the old Reebok logo.
So just bypassing the fact that this has nothing to do with Tech Talk, I do want to make one point.
It has everything to do with Tech Talk. What are you talking about?
The shoes on there, you know, the how high they come up, almost kind of like a boot style.
Yeah.
So you're going to see some millennial kid who thinks he's confused, and he's going to have really, really short jeans, almost like capris.
Oh, yeah.
He'll wear the capris with those boots and a shirt that's too small.
With his Velcro wallet.
With his Velcro wallet, and you'll see that. So congratulations, Reebok. Congratulations.
Appreciate that.
Is that it?
No. Well, There's another thing, and basically the biggest thing I wanted to go on here, the reason I mentioned CNET is a great place for...
And there it is.
It is a great place if you're looking for new tech, if you're looking for reviews on new tech, if you're looking for deals...
Is this actual tech, or is this more lingerie and shoes?
The shoes were a warm-up,
but there's some things you can find on tech. But CNET has really good reviews when you're looking at... when you're looking at cameras, computers, TVs, anything else like that, you want to find the best of the best of the best, some good reviews on research, anything else like that. These guys have already done it. But one of the cool things that I found on CNET, because I'm actually looking for some new computers.
Way to bring it home, Devin.
I'm looking for some new computers for the office. And so I'm actually going to, because everybody knows that I hate, loathe, and
so you're
going to
buy Windows 12.
I hate Windows computers. I despise Windows computers. They are absolutely terrible. And I know some of you out here may love Windows computers, but the fact that Windows can't even get a phone right is really weird. I'm just saying. You know, they came out with their latest update, and their latest update, they were talking about updates to the Windows 10 operating system that they have. They're talking about their tablets. They're talking about all their other kind of stuff. But then they mentioned one little blurb about the phone. And their phone has always been a flop. It always will be a flop. And they can't get their phone right because they can't compete with Android and they can't compete with Apple. The fact is that when you're dealing with Apple products, you have your MacBook Pros, you have your MacBook Airs, you have your You have your iPads, you have your iPods, you have your iPhones, and every single thing is compatible with each other. I go and I look on something on my iPhone. I go and I, just like last night when we were doing show prep, I was going in, I was doing all the research on my iPhone. Bam, save the website, save all this kind of stuff. I go on my computer and all those websites are right there. Everything that I save, all the pictures that I take, everything's on my computer. And I don't have to go into cloud. I don't have to go in to do anything else. Everything's nice and seamless. And I don't have all these terrible time-wasting updates that update in the middle of the flipping day, or when I go to shut down my computer and I have to sit here and wait for 35 ungodly minutes for my flipping computer to finally update. So the point that I'm making here, guys, is that I'm looking for new computers for my office. I'm looking for new Macs, and I'm looking for new iMacs for my direct office staff. So it's nice and seamless. It's great. Well, I came across this site through CNET. It's called MacSales.com. And through MacSales.com, a lot of times you're looking for a Mac, MacBook Airs, MacBook Pros. You're looking at the iMacs. These things are anywhere between $1,700, $1,500. Well, you go to places like Fry's, and you go to places like Micro Center. You have the refurbs, right? You got the refurb computers and things like that. Your MacBooks are still expensive. Well, through here, it's called MacSales.com. They have a list of all these different Macs, the Mac Airs, the Mac iMacs, things like that. 23-inch screens, iMacs with the Pentium i7 processors, $749. Dude, that is extremely inexpensive for a bulletproof operating system, foolproof computer. I mean, I've had the Airs
are cheaper than that.
Oh, the Airs are cheaper than that. I mean, you can get the Airs for as little as $429, $395. But I've had my MacBook Pro. I've had this thing for about 4 years. I've never had any issues with it. I update it when I need to. I've gone through 3 Windows laptops in that time frame. From them crashing, from them garbage. Doing whatever, the garbage that gets on them. So anyway, that's the biggest thing. I mean, that's, the ultimate thing was the introduction into CNET. And I thought it'd be a fun story to introduce into CNET was just a wonderful new Reebok ugly-ass shoes that they've come out with to honor Alien movie. But
it was very well played, sir.
Y'all, you guys did not enjoy that. But if you do want to go out and spend your hard-earned money on some ugly-ass shoes from Reebok, they go on sale on April 26th. You can go to Reebok.com, which is also part tech, or you can go to the Reebok stores, and you can buy those shoes there for an unknown price, for an undisclosed figure, for some ugly-ass shoes that you have to manually lace.
And then you can also go to your local Walmart or whatever and buy a terrible-ass Windows computer if you want.
Absolutely. one of the wonderful Acers or Asuses or anything else like that for $200. Go in and spend that. It'll last 60 days for you. Take it back. They give you money back.
TT with D's did?
TT is with D is did.
Holy cow.
Devin out.
Devin done. Wow.
That was almost soapboxes.
Yeah, man. You were very
passionate.
Passionate.
Though. Fired up.
I hate Windows computers.
Apparently.
We gathered that.
We gathered that. I mean, you kind of like Uncle Bill better than you do Windows.
You know what? He's going to actually come in here and really tell us one day how he really feels.
He should. We've been trying to get him out of his shell.
We got to move on. No. We got to move on.
The fact is, I want to preface this. Hold on. The fact is, and I know, like I said, everybody's got one in their family. The fact is, Uncle Bill, not so great.
We're back
Uncle Bill.
On Uncle Bill,
because you keep bringing it up. The fact is he has never done anything mean to me. He has never said one mean word to me. He has never said one mean word to me. But the fact that he has stolen over $500,000 from my grandmother and has gone in, he should be arrested. He should be put in jail. And the fact is he has gone through my grandmother's stuff. That's not cool, and that is why he is my not so great Uncle Bill.
He is David J. Cutler.
Tech Talk on GRE with Triple D, brought to you by Uncle Bill and Windows.
So, is that time
It is.
It is that time for a very special segment. It's a segment that only a few of us can be a part of. But the masses wait on. Okay? The masses of people wait on. But only a few of us get to do it. And that is national.
Facebook.
News.
That is
today's headlines.
Very creepy. So
let's get it, man. What's going on in the world of Facebook? Let's make it happen.
So I live in Monroe. Okay.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And I'm a Walton Countyan.
Who knew?
Countyer.
Countyer.
Whatever.
And you know, we have a lot of things happening.
That's a Waltonian, dude.
A Waltonian. And a Waltonian. And we have a lot of things happening, but we have special people that live in our county. We have people like Devin. Nobody has it like Devin Ransom.
That's right.
I've increased the net income for Walton County.
That's right. We have the sports doctor who is encouraging and developing the minds of young men in the area of baseball. Okay.
I'm glad you clarified that.
So, yeah. Not like Uncle Bill.
Right.
Then
not a tap in the no.
No.
You know, and then we have we have our community activists that are trying to, you know, foster an environment where people care about each other. And then we have a gentleman who likes to blow up things with Tannerite.
And then welcome to Walton County.
Okay. So there's a whole wide range of people that live in our county. And this guy, I don't want him to say his name. Because, you know.
But you can search it.
You can search it. You can search it online.
And you can find out his
Stumpy
name.
Now.
He's got a new nickname.
He's got a new nickname. Oh, one leg. So he was shooting at an old, I know you guys probably saw the video, but it was an old lawnmower. And he had the lawnmower turned upside down. Now listen, Tannerite is not illegal. Okay?
No.
It's used for when they do target practicing, and they put this little bit of Tannerite inside the target, so when you hit it, it makes a little explosion, you know, and it's really cool. It's a neat little thing to have. So this guy decided he was going to put a whole bunch of Tannerite inside where this lawnmower was and then flip it upside down.
And shoot it.
So
solid plan.
Rule of thumb, 100 yards away is where you need to be. Per so many pounds.
Yeah, I was going to say, per poundage, you got some distance. He was 43 feet away.
He was 43 feet away, and he kept inching closer. So now, I want you to imagine, this is not a bunch of guys that are, you know, hillbillies that are out there. This guy is serious. Like, he's got his black vest on. He's got his rifle, you know, his assault rifle, and he's literally
I
playing.
I hate that term, assault rifle.
But he still started it with, hey, y'all, watch this. Yes.
But, I'm saying, he's playing, you know, war in his backyard. And next thing you know, the video.
Literally.
Like, I don't know nobody.
The video is pretty interesting. So he's shooting it, okay, and nothing's happening. And then next thing you know, he kind of like, you know, like they're moving into a house or something, you know.
It's a terrible shot.
It was really ridiculous, the whole thing. And then all of a sudden, he kind of inches closer and he gets right over here where a tree is, right beside the tree, and he starts shooting, and that thing just explodes. Well, guess what? Mm. One of the blades, one of the metal pieces that flew off during the explosion severed his leg.
Well, you know, at some point, And here's the thing. You pack this thing full of an explosive, and this is a lawnmower full of metal parts that you fill with an explosive, and you're standing 43 feet away from it.
May not have been our best
and
moment.
It doesn't occur to you that there may be shrapnel. No?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
No? Nothing, because it was a solid plan.
Solid plan.
So anyways, we have all types in Walton County. It's a great place to live. Bring your families.
And what does he say? Cut my leg off. Call 911.
I mean, the video, if you haven't seen the YouTube video, it's actually the blood splatters up onto the lens. I mean, it's pretty graphic. So you don't get to see the severed leg, which I'm disappointed in. But
let's post this on Facebook.
Hey, man, it blew my leg off. Call somebody.
Post it before it gets
Lit. Yeah, it's on YouTube. So
anyways, I feel bad for the guy. Nobody wants to lose their leg, but I mean, at the end of the day, you can't fix stupid. So
not at all.
That's my line, dude.
My bad, Professor. Would you like to say it at the end of the day?
No, sorry.
Okay, you sure? Okay.
All right.
At least it didn't go to the Gray Bar Hilton.
So the next story we have going up for you guys is, I don't know if y'all saw this, but it's called Drive Through Prayer. Did y'all see the story on that?
I did not.
No.
Well, so here's...
It's like where Triple H carried Stephanie McMahon through the drive-thru chapel in Las Vegas and married her? Or?
Different no? story.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not the one. it's a local drive-thru. It's a place that makes coffee. It's a local coffee shop. It's, you know, a different state. And next thing you know, this lady's coming through, and she's ordering her stuff.
Wait a minute. You said a different state?
Yeah.
Then it's not the local drive-thru, dude.
It's a local eatery in a different state. It's a local business in a different state. It's not.
It's the same, only different.
Yes, it's the same, the same, only different. So, anyways, there's this lady coming through the drive-thru, and she is visibly upset. And the kids that are working in the drive-thru, you know, they notice it. And then, you know, next thing you know, they start talking to the lady. It's a really cool video. If you want to watch something heartfelt and touching, that's why I really wish we had a good type of... that we could show it, you know, we could put it online where people could
again, see. You can go and you can post it onto the Gemini Ransom
Facebook
page.
I'll probably do that today then so everybody can see it. But these kids, there's a lady behind in the drive-thru, and she's watching what's happening, and this young woman is up at the drive-thru window, and she's visibly upset, and, you know, the guy's getting her, you know, iced coffee or something, and next thing you know, he's asking her what's going on, and she just starts crying, and she just lost her husband, and so all of a sudden, these kids, these young 19, 20-year-old kids, guys, just, they walk over, and they just said, we knew exactly what we had to do. We had to reach our hand out and grab her hand, and they just started praying with her. And it was...
That's awesome.
It was cool. And then this little lady behind them takes this picture, you know, and this picture all of a sudden is just going viral mm-hmm. on Facebook now, you know. It was a really touching story. I think that it was just unique to see that you still have communities of people out there that care. You still have good kids. We have a lot of we have a lot of kids that are bringing us down, okay, Democrats. But... We have a lot of good kids.
And then you have the 26-year-old on the I can't remember where it was, but there was a plane that was hijacked recently in the last week or so. That
Egypt Air
talked the hijacker into posing in a selfie with him on the plane. So he took a selfie with the terrorist and posted it. Then you have that guy.
But this was great, and these kids, the picture. Clearly showed. I mean, they're all three. They all got their hand out, and it was just one of those moments where, you know, it was a God thing, and you know, she was desperate in that grief and in that moment, and they had the strength that she needed, and you know, they said, "Listen, we care about people." Mm-hmm. She come through. I mean, we knew exactly what we had to do. We had to grab her hand and pray with her, and that's awesome. You know, you hear that from such that conviction and that just. That the way that character that they carried themselves in when, you know, they were so confident in their answer, you know, and that is the power of faith and they did for them. So that was just phenomenal.
The unfortunate thing is there's not enough stories like that in the news. It's all the ones that that make different choices.
Yeah. So they've been getting a lot of press. And people coming by and seeing the stores, and you know, and the lady is a frequent customer there, so you know she's going to keep coming back. But you know, it's pretty cool to see some. I love seeing young kids when they step up, and that's what's going to be in our next store when we come back from the break. Is we're going to be talking about a 19-year-old jogger who saves a woman from suicide.
Oh wow,
cool.
And you've been listening to 107.1 FM, WGBB.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect. Yeah.